This is KCUR. If you've driven through downtown Kansas City recently, you've probably seen the orange cones from the streetcar construction. But what about that blue petticoat at the top of a street sign? Or the brightly colored quilts wrapped around bus shelters? Art installations and performances have returned to the downtown loop this summer, as KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Everyone getting their starting positions?
It's just afternoon on a Thursday at Oppenstein Park at 12th and Walnut, and dancer Maura Garcia has corralled 9 volunteers, from downtown ambassadors in yellow shirts to a food truck vendor. She walks them through the steps.
Cell phone up to right ear, other hand down. Everyone go like this. All right. So now everyone spin outwards.
This is a very public and brief rehearsal for a performance called Everybody's Chance Dance. The collaborative work launched this year's Art in the Loop, with art installations and performances in the center of downtown. Small clusters of office workers eat lunch at tables or wait in line at the food trucks, but Garcia's dancers stand in the middle of the small park, facing each other around a circular sculpture.
And the idea behind this was to create a dance in this place that was only for this day, with everybody around us.
The nonprofit Art in the Loop got its start in 2004 to commission public art for downtown. But last year, it started to expand programming to poetry, music, and performance art for downtown employees, residents, and visitors. Jessica Borowski returns this year as curator and says the artists are taking a thoughtful approach.
Not what's called plop art or plunk art, right? So not, I have this thing and I'm just going to put it here and there it is, but rather responding to downtown.
In office buildings near 12th and Walnut, construction is the theme, from an installation of netting and tools to photographs of workers bringing the streetcar to life. And there are artists who are a little more whimsical. Artist Kati Toivonen encourages you to look up at 11th and Walnut at a flouncy blue petticoat, a nod to the area's history as a garment district. And Dan Free wants you to look down at the sidewalks near 11th and Main.
I'm seeing the markings of all the utility guys that come by and mark what's underneath the sidewalk. I'm always looking at that stuff because it's a language all its own.
Free moved to Kansas City in the early 1990s and graduated from the Art Institute. He now runs the Trap Gallery in Columbus Park. But for 20 years, he's taken photos of rust and pavement, like this stretch of sidewalk.
You can see that there used to be a fence that was stuck in the sidewalk there, and they just came and cut off the fence posts right at the concrete level. So there's a series of rusty circles.
For Art in the Loop, Free printed a photograph of one of these circles, remnants of the old fence. It's stretched on vinyl on a wall. And what was small underfoot now looms large, more than 30 feet long and 6 feet tall.
In an effort to get people to be more conscious of their environment and take a closer look of the things that they walk by every day and may not necessarily notice.
Art in the Loop expanded its reach this year to 20 projects, 9 art installations, and 11 performances, mostly at Oppenstein Park, but there's also one at Prairie Logic on the rooftop of Cosentino's. Again, curator Jessica Borowski.
When we have a number of artists who want to apply grow, when we have a number of artists that are selected grow, those are tangible results. Those are tangible differences. So I think that this can become something that's connected to kind of a summertime identity with downtown that people might really look forward to.
Borowski says she hopes the momentum will continue. And it will, since not all of the art is up yet. Look for an LED-lit walkway and a canopy of plastic bags to go on display soon in the downtown loop. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.
Art in the Loop performances run Thursdays through early September at 12th and Walnut in downtown Kansas City, and art installations are on view through October. More information is on our website, kcur.org/arts.